possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Well, welcome everybody. Welcome to another exciting edition of KMOX's At Your Service. That's right, Greg Damon sitting in the big chair. Matt Pajeski kicking out the jams for us tonight as our crack producer. Matt, I'm putting you up for producer of the year. I'm going to do that. Is that all right with you? All right, perfect. Hey, we're going to have a fun time tonight on At Your Service. We got some great stuff to talk about. Also, some guests in studio, and we'll get into that a little bit later. But let's go ahead and bring in our next couple of guests that we have. Alan Surface, he is the founder of Assistance Home Care. Also, he's the president of Aging Ahead Foundation Board. And Carrie Gallagher, she is from Aging Ahead, and she's a community engagement coordinator. First of all, Alan, Carrie, thank you so much for hanging out with us here tonight on At Your Service.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. So we're going to talk a little about, for folks playing the home game of At Your Service tonight, we're going to talk a little about, well, maybe when you get older, some dementia, some Alzheimer's, things like that. I think this is increasing awareness for this. More and more people are becoming aware, and my aunt last year was diagnosed with that, or 2 years ago was diagnosed with it, and went to a dementia care center as well. So let's just get right into it if you guys are ready.
Sure.
Sounds good.
All right. So tell us first about Aging Ahead.
Yeah.
Carrie, I'll let you go.
Sounds good. Thanks, Alan. So Aging Ahead is a nonprofit, and we're also an area agency on aging, and what that means is everywhere in the country, in every region, there is an area agency on aging. And it was created in response to the Older Americans Act. We were founded in 1973. So we've been around for 51 years at this point. And really our specific mission is supporting individuals through the journey of aging. But the mission of area agencies on aging is to support aging adults. And you know, back in the 60s and 70s, it was made clear that the baby boomers were going to age. And so I believe by like 2050, one in four people in the United States will be age 65 and older. So we are just here to support everyone's journey, everyone's aging journey, to live, you know, with dignity in their own homes. So that's kind of what we're all about. We are in four counties. We're in St. Louis, St. Charles, Franklin, and Jefferson County. And our agency, Aging Ahead, serves nearly 30% of Missouri's older adult population.
And then let's just go ahead and kick off with Alan as well. He's with Assistance Home Care, I should say founder of Assistance Home Care. And Alan, that's really something that, that many people don't realize, that there are help, there is help for aging parents, or, you know, if you think you need help, you have stuff to help that.
Yeah. Well, Greg, one reason I have been involved with Aging Ahead for, gosh, probably every bit of probably the last 11 or 12 years. And one reason I got involved with it, my mother-in-law, who suffered from Alzheimer's, she received Meals on Wheels. And, you know, as she kind of went through her challenges, you know, my father-in-law was probably 80, 82, 83. And, you know, my mother-in-law, she did everything inside that home. And so having a meal delivered to the home was priceless. And knowing that there was an individual that's going to come to the door and provide a meal and to make sure the nutrition there, but it was the safety check as well to make sure that everything was going on okay inside the home. But I will tell you, it was just a smile. It was something to look forward to each and every day. Having somebody bring that meal was such an incredible blessing. And I think one thing that when it comes to Aging Ahead and the local area senior centers, I think a lot of people think that Meals on Wheels is only for individuals possibly that are having financial issues and can't afford care. It's really for anybody that's over the age of 60 that has difficulty getting outside of the home. And so there's no financial limitations to who can receive Meals on Wheels.
Yeah, you brought up a great point about a safety check, and I got to imagine your mom was probably very excited to know that that was coming that day.
You know what, she was, and really the impact, and that's why I've served on the board ever since, is based on the fact that just the impact that it made, and really for my father-in-law as well, knowing that there was going to be food there, but just having somebody to converse with, because it can be lonely. And there's so many of our older adults that are our neighbors that we just take it for granted that they have someone to talk to. So I don't think we fully understand just the gravity of just isolation and just having somebody there in the home, let alone. I mean, this is some of the things that I see through our business at Assistance Home Care. For an older adult to just stand in the kitchen for 5, 10, 15 minutes while they prepare a meal is extremely difficult. Just to prepare the meal. So to have it prepared and delivered is such a huge blessing.
No, absolutely. And, you know, obviously, if your mom or your dad, you know, you want to be able to take care of them, but a lot of times the kids, you know, their lives are entwined. They've got a lot of stuff going on themselves. They can't always be there. So this is a great thing to have.
Amen. I also want to relay to, and I think Alan touched on it a little bit about his father-in-law, but Meals on Wheels also caters to the caregiver as well, the aging parent. So, you know, that really alleviates the pressure off of the caregiver in the home, knowing that they also can receive a meal that's free of charge as well. So it's just really a great service.
And Carrie, I don't know if it's definitely not designed this way. You know, they typically bring food for lunch, but they're very generous portions. So I know for my in-laws, not only did they have lunch, but they made it for lunch and dinner. So they basically split it because it was a fairly generous portion size.
Yeah, my grandmother was on Meals on Wheels as well, and she loves food. And she started receiving our services a few years ago during the pandemic, and that was something she always loved as well. Although our meals are designed by a licensed dietitian, and the meal portion is supposed to be, well, I mean, it is sparsed out to be a third of the recommended daily nutrition, but as a lot of people know, a lot of older adults seem to sparse out that meal to last for two.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, certainly I think it's something that everybody, as I said, looks forward to. And not only that, as a son or daughter, I mean, that's got to be, you know, making you feel happy knowing that, A, the safety check, and also that they are getting food.
Yeah. There's actually, if I'm not mistaken, Carrie, you know, I believe in the St. Louis area, there's 3,400 meals delivered every single day, Monday through Friday.
Right.
And while that's amazing, there's just so many people, Greg, that just don't know that this service is available, number one. Or number two, maybe they just they feel bad. They don't want to feel like they're getting a handout. And it couldn't be anything further from, you know, Aging Ahead just wants to support our older adults so they can thrive at home. And that's where people want to stay, is at home.
No, you're absolutely right. And you brought up a great point that actually led into my next question, was that there's a lot of folks, being aging parents or sons and daughters, that don't know that there are help or assistance that's out there that they can go to.
Greg, we'll probably go back and forth between Carrie and I, but I think that is probably Aging Ahead and our, you know, there's 19 area local senior centers throughout the greater St. Louis area. And I have always said they are the best kept secret in St. Louis. There's over 100,000 meals served at our community centers. And if you went into a senior center, it's just amazing. It is amazing. I'm sitting here looking at I just pulled up the event calendar for February at the St. Peter Senior Center. Every single day, Monday through Friday, they have at least one or two events. They have trivia. They have bingo. They have senior exercise. They have strength and balance, arthritis classes. They have guest speakers. They have dancing. It's just amazing. And it's an opportunity for somebody to get out and have a purpose to get outside of their home, go to the senior center. Whether or not they're able to make it there on their own or a loved one takes them there, it really is just a great opportunity for socialization. But, Greg, it's also just a great opportunity for a little bit of respite for that family caregiver.
Absolutely. Can you guys hang on just a minute? I got to do some business, but we'll be right back.
All right.
Fantastic. Folks, we are visiting with Alan Surface. He's the founder of Assistance Home Care and a president of Aging Ahead Foundation Board, and also Carrie Gallagher. She is from Aging Ahead, and she's a community engagement coordinator. This is the KMOX At Your Service. We'll be back.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented
by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back, everybody. This is KMOX's At Your Service. 8:21 is your time right here in the heart of Mid-America. Greg Damon hanging out with you all the way till 10 o'clock tonight. And I got to tell you, folks, we're talking a little bit with Alan Surface. He is the founder of Assistance Home Care and also president of Aging Ahead Foundation Board. And also Carrie Gallagher. She is from Aging Ahead, and she's a community engagement coordinator. And talking about, your parents maybe getting up there, a little, I don't want to say parents aging. What am I looking for here, Alan?
I think you hit it on the head.
Yeah.
I think that's exactly it.
Well, you know, one of the big things, my mother-in-law and her sister lived together and obviously wanted to keep them in their house. But, you know, that was one thing that the kids, they really didn't know. We were kind of talking about that before we went to break. But, you know, about the amount of assistance that they can get, whether you have to pay for it or you don't have to pay for it. But it's so nice to have that peace of mind as far as the kids go.
Yeah. And go ahead, Carrie.
I was just going to say, the great thing about Aging Ahead and its services and programs is that they're all free of charge to the participants. And, we just offer many other things. I mean, Meals on Wheels is a huge, huge program and really impactful, but we help with a plethora of other services, like getting connected to dementia and memory care assistance. Legal and financial planning, safety at home, respite care, it kind of just all goes on and on. And if we're not the expert in it, we have the resources where we can point you in the right direction of other trusted resources in the area. We're also partnered with many other aging-minded like organizations like Voice and Senior Medicare Patrol. So we're really just here to help you at any need you might have in your journey of aging.
Okay, so I've got a really big question that I want you guys to answer me, because this was really, really tough. Is how do you start to initiate the conversation talking about getting care for your parents?
Carrie, let me take this one for a second. You know, so much of it, you know, at least in what we do. So we provide in-home care. We help families keep mom and dad at home. And so many times I see families really challenged around how to have this conversation. And really what I see happen more often than not is families telling their parents what they need to do. And again, I've never seen that be successful, Greg. And really what I really encourage people to think about and how to approach this is never tell your parents or an older adult what they need to do. Rather, kind of reframe, reposition the conversation. Let them know how you're feeling. Let them know your concerns, your worries. Let them, you know, and you might need to embellish a little bit, but let them know the struggles that you're facing at work and, you know, having to take time off at work, worried about right now, I'm worried about, you know, potentially that I could get laid off. I'm worried about spending more time with the kids and the family. And I'm not able to, cause I'm always spending a lot of time here. So while the older adult may not need the help or feel that they need the help, let them know that you do. And most parents will do anything for their children or their spouse. But what I found, they won't do a damn thing for themselves.
Well, sure,
so I would. Framing.
Excuse me. I would think most, most older adults. Hey, you know, I've done everything on my own the entire time. They're. I don't want to say they're too proud to accept help, but, you know, really, it's got to be a tough conversation.
It is so difficult, and if you can make it to where, you know, they're not asking for help, but they have an opportunity to help their children. It just really puts them in a much better light to where, you know, and I've seen so many people say, hey, well, I don't need it, but if it helps you, I'll do it. And that's where care, you know, starts to help. And this might be something, Greg, that, you know, when, you know, Carrie was talking about all the resources that are available. If you have a family, if you have a neighbor and you understand and you realize that your neighbor's having difficulty getting in and out of their home, you know, Aging Ahead can help provide funds to install a ramp, grab bars, a lot of additional assistive equipment inside the home. There's grants there. They provide respite care. So if you want to take your loved one to an adult daycare 2 times a week, those are things that they will pay for, because it's all Aging Ahead is such a great resource, and it's available to help people and our neighbors be able to stay at home.
Absolutely. And
yeah, that's. I just want to make sure that people understand that whatever any of your listeners are thinking about, and they've got questions about the aging process, one phone call to Aging Ahead or stop by to visit your Aging Ahead, your local senior center, you can get connected to so many various resources. And, you know, one thing that I found out is a lot of people are thrust into the role of being a family caregiver, whether for a loved one or a neighbor. They're just, you know, there's no training on it. But Aging Ahead has over 250 videos that will train you on how to be a better caregiver. And you don't have to be lost. You don't have to be alone. These videos are just really top notch to support our, you know, to support our community.
Well, yeah. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Carrie.
Oh, it's fine. I was just going to add on to that. We really understand that it is truly like a very overwhelming process. Like Alan was saying, there's no handbook for it. So something happens, you know, a parent has a bad fall, what do the kids or what does the spouse do next? We are often a first call for one need, and then our community options and services, usually we assess the need and then we find other needs that the family might have as well. So we try to make that process as easy as possible, and we're always, you know, lending of an ear, definitely.
Well, how do you, you know, we talked about initiating the conversation, but how do you identify the needs and also navigate the healthcare through insurance or what's available?
Sure. So when someone gives us a cold call, they will be transferred to, like I said, our community options and services department. That department is made up of specialized people, social workers that help individuals navigate their specific needs. So there's a needs assessment that is done. Oftentimes, the COS agent will do an in-home needs assessment as well. And really, that's kind of where it starts. And we do help with Medicare and Medicaid assistance, the application help. But yeah, it really starts with a phone call.
Yeah. And Greg, you said that, you know, how do you navigate the healthcare maze? If there's so many different moving parts. So the good news is with Aging Ahead, when you contact them, you don't have to know all the questions. They are just going to go through a complete survey to make sure that they're addressing and providing the resources and the direction to get you connected to whatever you truly need. So there's really no reason for any of your listeners to be out there thinking, oh my God, what do I do with mom? What do I need to do next? How does this Medicaid work? You know, et cetera, et cetera. The answers are all there.
Yeah, it's got to be great peace of mind.
Yeah.
All right, I got to do a little bit of business. You guys hang with me some more, please.
Sounds good.
Fantastic. We are visiting with Carrie Gallagher. She's Aging Ahead's Community Engagement Coordinator, and also Alan Surface. He's founder of Assistance Home Care. Of course, you're listening to KMOX's At Your Service. My name is Greg Damon. We'll be back after this.
The voice of St. Louis. News that matters to you. KMOX.
Welcome back, everybody. 8:36 is your time right here in the heart of Mid-America. You're listening to KMOX's At Your Service on a Tuesday night. Well, it's supposed to be cold tomorrow. We'll see what happens, but it's pretty darn nice outside right now. That's what I say. Hey, this is Greg Damon. We are talking a little bit of, well, we're talking about aging parents. That's what we're talking about. And Alan Surface, founder of Assistance Home Care and president of Aging Ahead Foundation Board. Also, Carrie Gallagher from Aging Ahead, and she's a community engagement coordinator, have been kind enough to hang out with us here tonight on KMOX is At Your Service. Again, thank you so much for hanging out with us, guys.
Yeah, thank you.
So, thank you, Greg.
So I want to kind of get into a little bit about Alzheimer's and dementia, if that's okay with you.
Sure.
All right, perfect. So I know, Alan, we talked about, you know, you have a deep connection to it. That's how you started Assistance Home Care. Is there a difference between Alzheimer's and dementia? And I'll start with Carrie on this one.
Oh, boy. Okay, so I am not a medical expert, but yes.
Did you stay at a Holiday Inn Express last night?
Hey, Greg, let me take that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
So a lot of times it's amazing how many people really confuse those two terms. You know, they'll say, I've worked with dementia and Alzheimer's. And really the best way I can explain it is to think of Alzheimer's. Dementia is like ice cream. There are a ton of different flavors of ice cream. So Alzheimer's is a type of dementia. So it is the most prevalent form of dementia, but you have frontal temporal, you have Lewy body, you have Parkinson's. They're all various forms of dementia.
Okay, so Alzheimer's is just one form of dementia. What are some of the other ones that people may not be familiar with?
So you have Lewy body, you have frontal temporal, you have Creutzfeldt-Jakob's disease. Actually, Parkinson's is a lot of people don't understand that Parkinson's, while it has other issues, there is a form of cognitive decline with Parkinson's. So, but those are the vast majority.
What do you think some of the early signs of the disease are?
You know, really, it's interesting, and it's really hard, especially when you have. If you have your parents living together and one is impacted by memory loss, it'll be very difficult to be able to tell because, you know, parents can really kind of cover for one another. So while one may be a little forgetful, it's just you start to see a lot of different things, whether, you know, maybe they stop reading, maybe they, stop going to church, maybe they stop, you know, organizing the checkbook. Sometimes, you know, for us and our family, we didn't really realize it, but, you know, some of the undergarments, maybe not wearing a bra, or wearing multiple layers of clothing, that didn't make sense or being wearing a t-shirt when it's, you know, 25 degrees outside. things that we didn't really pay much attention to when we didn't think we had an issue or a concern. But as we looked back, all those signs were there. And sometimes, depending on who it is that's impacted, you know, for us, another thing was the food. You know, my mother-in-law was just a wonderful cook, and all of a sudden things started to change.
Well, you know, most people think that Alzheimer's, dementia, stuff like that is really about memory loss. As you said, that, hey, there's all sorts of different stuff as well. How do you know, as you're getting, you know, I'm getting older as well. I forget stuff. Of course, my wife thinks I forget stuff on purpose all the time. But, you know, how do you know that, like, hey, maybe it's something I need to get checked out?
You know, probably like Carrie, I'm probably not the expert there, but once you start to have concerns, I think that if, you know, one thing that my wife and I always say, that if you forget something and then you can remember it, you don't have dementia. You know, it's just when you just totally do not recall, you cannot recall, you know, where you put the keys. If all of a sudden you're thinking, where did I put the keys? I can't remember where I put them. And all, oh, I got it. Yep. You know, that's typically not going to be somebody that's impacted by dementia.
That's something I do on an everyday basis right now.
Well, so we can help you out, right?
I appreciate that. You know, we hear all sorts of stuff that may or may not cause dementia or Alzheimer's. What are some of the causes?
Man, there are so many things. I think, you know, I've been blessed. I was just down in New Orleans with the Alzheimer's Association at their summit. And, you know, so much, this is an exciting time, Greg, because we are finally in an era of treatment. You know, up until probably a year and a half ago, we could not have said that. There was no cure, nothing to slow down or reduce the progression of the disease, but there are a couple drugs that are out on the market that actually can slow the progression of the disease. So this is an exciting time. They are they're starting out with blood tests, so they really think within the next 2 to 3 years they will have a pretty widely available blood test that's available. But as far as, you know, people, you know, if you want to do what you can right now, what is good for your heart is good for your brain. So any type of exercise, they really talk about, you know, diet is very important. But the other thing is, as far as strength training, just do any type of resistance training is very good for your brain. And taking on any new activities. Speech, reminiscence, hobbies, anything that requires, you know, your basically eye, you know, your hand and eye coordination is really helpful. So there's a lot of pieces that they talk about that people can utilize.
You brought me up to my next question, and you gave me an update on there's a couple of drugs out there. What kind of drugs are they, and what's the prognosis of that?
So, again, they've got really funny names. You know, there's two that are on the market now, and I'm gonna butcher the name. It's like lecanemab, and I can't even pronounce the other one. But it is available to individuals that are very, very early in their diagnosis. So you have to be diagnosed, but very early on. And if you start taking the medication, it slows the progression to where it essentially slows it by about 25% to 30%. So if you think about the normal progression of somebody that's diagnosed, maybe about 10 years from the times of from the first signs of an issue with memory loss to their passing, it could add an additional 2.5 years.
Nice.
of quality life. So it's really... It's just amazing how far we've come in such a short period of time.
Yeah, hopefully that will continue and get better and better as we go on.
Yes, that is just to be able to say we're in an era of treatment is something that's just truly incredible. But I don't know as far as if we talk back about aging ahead in the senior centers. And one thing that I'm sure Carrie would like to, echo this comment, if you have a parent that you're concerned about, that's living at home, or you have a neighbor that you're concerned about, connect them. Connect an older adult in need to your local Aging Ahead, to your area agency on aging, regardless of where you live, anywhere in the country. An area agency on aging can provide such incredible resources to that family. Also, man, I really encourage your listeners to get educated, not only for themselves, but one of the things and one of the values that I see where Aging Ahead really, really comes in strong is they will come out to your place of business and they will educate your HR department. They'll do a brown bag. They'll come out. But it's really important for your HR department to know about all the resources that are available in your backyard. Because, you know, again, that's a lot of times when somebody starts taking off work because they're having to care for, you know, for a loved one and they're having issues, that's typically one of the first places that company in the HR department, they're going to start to realize some of the challenges that employee's facing. And if they're well equipped, they can help so many people. And then the other piece for your listeners, man, there's so many people that are retiring that are really early, you know, they're retiring at 55, 60, 65, and they've still got a lot to do. They've still got a lot of energy. So they still want to make an impact in their local community. Man, if you could ever just think about the opportunity to volunteer, whether you're somebody who helps, you know, serve meals, deliver meals, there's so many volunteer opportunities. I know Carrie could probably speak to that.
Well, I'll tell you what, I got to do some business, but we'll get to that when we come on the other side of break. How's that?
Good.
Sounds good.
All right, fantastic. Folks, we're visiting with Carrie Gallagher from Aging Ahead and also Alan Surface, founder of Assistance Home Care. This is KMOX's At Your Service.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The voice of St. Louis. News that matters to you. KMOX.
Welcome back, everybody. 8:36 is your time right here in the heart of Mid-America. You're listening to KMOX's At Your Service on a Tuesday night. Well, it's supposed to be cold tomorrow. We'll see what happens, but it's pretty darn nice outside right now. That's what I say. Hey, this is Greg Damon. We are talking a little bit of, well, we're talking about aging parents. That's what we're talking about. And Alan Surface, founder of Assistance Home Care and president of Aging Ahead Foundation Board. Also, Carrie Gallagher from Aging Ahead, and she's a community engagement coordinator, have been kind enough to hang out with us here tonight on KMOX is At Your Service. Again, thank you so much for hanging out with us, guys.
Yeah, thank you.
So,
thank you, Greg.
So I want to kind of get into a little bit about Alzheimer's and dementia, if that's okay with you.
Sure.
All right, perfect. So I know, Alan, we talked about, you have a deep connection to it. That's how you started Assistance Home Care. Is there a difference between Alzheimer's and dementia? And I'll start with Carrie on this one.
Oh, boy. Okay, so I am not a medical expert, but yes,
Did you stay at a Holiday Inn Express last night?
Hey, Greg, let me take that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
So a lot of times, it's amazing how many people really confuse those two terms. You know, they'll say, I've worked with dementia and Alzheimer's. And really, the best way I can explain it is to think of Alzheimer's. Dementia is like ice cream. There are a ton of different flavors of ice cream. So Alzheimer's is a type of dementia. So it is the most prevalent form of dementia, but you have frontal temporal, you have Lewy body, you have Parkinson's. They're all various forms of dementia.
Okay, so Alzheimer's is just one form of dementia. What are some of the other ones that people may not be familiar with?
So you have Lewy body, you have frontal temporal, you have Creutzfeldt-Jakob's disease. Actually, Parkinson's is a lot of people don't understand that Parkinson's, while it has other issues, there is a form of cognitive decline with Parkinson's. So, but those are the vast majority.
What do you think some of the early signs of the disease are?
Really, it's interesting, and it's really hard, especially when you have. If you have your parents living together and one is impacted by memory loss, it'll be very difficult to be able to tell because, parents can really kind of cover for one another. So while one may be a little forgetful, you start to see a lot of different things, whether, maybe they stop reading, maybe they, stop going to church, maybe they stop, organizing the checkbook. Sometimes, for us and our family, we didn't really realize it, but, some of the undergarments, maybe not wearing a bra, or wearing multiple layers of clothing, that didn't make sense or being wearing a t-shirt when it's, 25 degrees outside, things that we didn't really pay much attention to when we didn't think we had an issue. Or a concern, but as we looked back, all those signs were there. And sometimes, depending on who it is that's impacted, for us, another thing was the food. My mother-in-law was just a wonderful cook, and all of a sudden, things started to change.
Well, most people think that Alzheimer's, dementia, stuff like that is really about memory loss. As you said, that, hey, there's all sorts of different stuff as well. How do you know? As you're getting, I'm getting older as well. I forget stuff. Of course, my wife thinks I forget stuff on purpose all the time. But, how do you know that, like, hey, maybe it's something I need to get checked out?
Probably like Carrie, I'm probably not the expert there. But once you start to have concerns, I think that one thing that my wife and I always say, that if you forget something and then you can remember it, you don't have dementia. It's just when you just totally do not recall, you cannot recall, where you put the keys. If all of a sudden you're thinking, where did I put the keys? I can't remember where I put them. And all, oh, I got it. Yep. that's typically not going to be somebody that's impacted by dementia.
That's something I do on an everyday basis right now.
Well, so we can help you out, right?
I appreciate that. You know, we hear all sorts of stuff that may or may not cause dementia or Alzheimer's. What are some of the causes?
Man, there are so many things. I think, you know, I've been blessed. I was just down in New Orleans with the Alzheimer's Association at their summit. And, you know, so much, this is an exciting time, Greg, because we are finally in an era of treatment. You know, up until probably a year and a half ago, we could not have said that. There was no cure, nothing to slow down or reduce the progression of the disease. But there are a couple drugs that are out on the market that actually can slow the progression of the disease. So this is an exciting time. They are they're starting out with blood tests. So they really think within the next 2 to 3 years, they will have a pretty widely available blood test that's available. But as far as, you know, people, you know, if you want to do what you can right now, what is good for your heart is good for your brain. So any type of exercise, they really talk about, you know, diet is very important. But the other thing is, as far as strength training, just do any type of resistance training is very good for your brain. And taking on any new activities. Speech, reminiscence, hobbies, anything that requires, you know, your basically your hand and eye coordination is really helpful. So there's a lot of pieces that they talk about that people can utilize.
You brought me up to my next question, and you gave me an update on there's a couple of drugs out there. What kind of drugs are they, and what's the prognosis of that?
So, again, they've got really funny names. You know, there's two that are on the market now, and I'm gonna butcher the name. It's like lecanemab, and I can't even pronounce the other one. But it is available to individuals that are very, very early in their diagnosis. So you have to be diagnosed, but very early on. And if you start taking the medication, it slows the progression to where it essentially slows it by about 25% to 30%. So if you think about the normal progression of somebody that's diagnosed, maybe about 10 years from the times of from the first signs of an issue with memory loss to their passing, it could add an additional 2.5 years.
Nice.
of quality life. So it's really... It's just amazing how far we've come in such a short period of time.
Yeah, hopefully that will continue and get better and better as we go on.
Yes, that is just to be able to say we're in an era of treatment is something that's just truly incredible. But I don't know as far as if we talk back about aging ahead in the senior centers. And one thing that I'm sure Carrie would like to, echo this comment, if you have a parent that you're concerned about that's living at home, or you have a neighbor that you're concerned about, connect an older adult in need to your local aging ahead, to your area agency on aging, regardless of where you live, anywhere in the country. An area agency on aging can provide such incredible resources to that family. Also, man, I really encourage your listeners to get educated, not only for themselves, but one of the things and one of the values that I see where Aging Ahead really, really comes in strong is they will come out to your place of business and they will educate your HR department. They'll do a brown bag, they'll come out. But it's really important for your HR department to know about all the resources that are available in your backyard. Because, you know, again, that's a lot of times when somebody starts taking off work because they're having to care for, you know, for a loved one and they're having issues, that's typically one of the first places that company in the HR department, they're going to start to realize some of the challenges that employee's facing. And if they're well equipped, they could help so many people. And then the other piece for your listeners, man, there is there's so many people that are retiring that are really early, you know, they're retiring at 55, 60, 65, and they still got a lot to do. They still got a lot of energy. So they still want to make an impact in their local community. Man, if you could ever just think about the opportunity to volunteer, whether you're somebody who helps, you know, serve meals, deliver meals, there's so many volunteer opportunities. I know Carrie could probably speak to that.
Well, I'll tell you what, I got to do some business, but we'll get to that when we come on the other side of break. How's that?
Okay.
Sounds good.
All right, fantastic. Folks, we're visiting with Carrie Gallagher from Aging Ahead and also Alan Surface, founder of Assistance Home Care. This is KMOX's At Your Service. Back at it, my friends. 8:51 is your time right here in the heart of Mid-America. This is KMOX's At Your Service. My name's Greg Damon, and we're into the final segment here tonight on hour number one. But don't worry, we're going all the way till 10 o'clock tonight, and we got some other stuff coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. But right now, we are visiting with Carrie Gallagher. She's from Aging Ahead and Community Engagement Coordinator. Also, Alan Surface. He is a founder of Assistance Home Care and president of Aging Ahead's Foundation Board. And again, guys, I can't thank you enough for hanging out with us tonight here on KMOX is At Your Service.
So happy to be here, Greg.
Okay, so, Carrie, I cut you off before we went to break. We were talking about, now it just slipped my mind.
Oh, just opportunities.
Correct, thank you.
No worries. I just wanted to say, in the last segment, Alan talked about how Aging Ahead can come and speak to your HR department.
Yes, great idea.
Aging opportunities. We go a step further. We can also do lunch and learns with staff as well to just kind of get everyone's toes wet in this aging atmosphere of what resources are available. So I just wanted to mention that as well. But if you're in the community and you have time and you want to help our participants, we have so many opportunities to get involved with Aging Ahead. There's volunteer opportunities at our senior centers. There's also opportunities to deliver Meals on Wheels. So I host a podcast also with our agency, and I've interviewed a lot of volunteers and recipients of our meals program. And it's really heartwarming to hear that our volunteers get just as much out of that experience as the recipients receiving the meals. They really, you know, just truly enjoy seeing their delivery people every day, checking in on them, forming a relationship. So it's a really cool reciprocal program. We also have a friendly caller program. So if you might not have time to go out into the community, you can get connected to a homebound senior citizen that is just unable to leave their house. They've called in. They feel lonely. And you're really just having an hour conversation with them once or twice a week, just checking in on them and just having a conversation. And you wouldn't believe how much that lifts someone's spirits to feel involved in their community, to just talk with someone. There are many opportunities to get involved with Aging Ahead.
Well, I want to thank you guys. Alan, do you have another thought?
Yeah, I was going to say one last thing. If aging impacts everybody has concerns about their parents, about their neighbors. This is such a great opportunity to bring back to your employer. And if you're a business owner, man, what a great way to show your employees that you are engaged in giving back in the community. They have so many different opportunities for businesses to adopt a center, adopt a route. And again, how cool is that to know that your company could support and adopt your local senior center? It is such an amazing, and that in today's environment, employees, they really want to know, you know, not just what you do, but what are you doing to give back to the local community? So,
well, we got about 30 seconds left for real quick. How can they get a hold of you, Alan?
As far as to get a hold of me, you can get a hold of me at assistancehomecare.com or just online. And then, Carrie, if you want to give your information.
Sure. Yeah, if you want to check us out, we're at agingahead.org. If you want to email us any questions, it's info@agingahead.org. Our phone number is 636-207-0847. And we also have a podcast called Always Aging Ahead. But if you need assistance and you're outside our area, go to eldercare.acl.gov.
We're just about out of time here. So I want to thank both you guys for coming on. And folks out there, just give them a call. They'll be more than happy to take care of you. Appreciate it. Hey, this is KMOX is at your service. We'll see you on the other side of news. Back at it, my friends. 8:51 is your time right here in the heart of Mid-America. This is KMOX's At Your Service. My name's Greg Damon, and we're into the final segment here tonight on hour number one. But don't worry, we're going all the way till 10 o'clock tonight, and we got some other stuff coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. But right now, we are visiting with Carrie Gallagher. She's from Aging Ahead and Community Engagement Coordinator. Also, Alan Surface. He is a founder of Assistance Home Care and president of Aging Ahead's Foundation Board. And again, guys, I can't thank you enough for hanging out with us tonight here on KMOX is at your service.
So happy to be here, Greg.
Okay, so, Carrie, I cut you off before we went to break. We were talking about, now it just slipped my mind.
Oh, just opportunities.
Correct, thank you.
No worries. I just wanted to say, in the last segment, Alan talked about how Aging Ahead can come and speak to your HR department.
Yes, great idea.
Aging opportunities. We go a step further. We can also do lunch and learns with staff as well to just kind of get everyone's toes wet in this aging atmosphere of what resources are available. So I just wanted to mention that as well. But if you're in the community and you have time and you want to help our participants, we have so many opportunities to get involved with Aging Ahead. There's volunteer opportunities at our senior centers. There's also opportunities to deliver Meals on Wheels. So I host a podcast also with our agency, and I've interviewed a lot of volunteers and recipients of our meals program. And it's really heartwarming to hear that our volunteers get just as much out of that experience as the recipients receiving the meals. They really, you know, just truly enjoy seeing their delivery people every day, checking in on them, forming a relationship. So it's a really cool reciprocal program. We also have a friendly caller program. So if you might not have time to go out into the community, you can get connected to a homebound senior citizen that is just unable to leave their house. They've called in. They feel lonely. And you're really just having an hour conversation with them once or twice a week, just checking in on them and just having a conversation. And you wouldn't believe how much that lifts someone's spirits to feel involved in their community, to just talk with someone. There are many opportunities to get involved with Aging Ahead.
Well, I want to thank you guys. Alan, do you have another thought?
Yeah, I was going to say one last thing. If aging impacts everybody, everybody has concerns about their parents, about their neighbors. This is such a great opportunity to bring back to your employer. And if you're a business owner, man, what a great way to show your employees that you are engaged in giving back in the community. They have so many different opportunities for businesses to adopt a center, adopt a route. And again, how cool is that to know that your company could support and adopt your local senior center? It is such an amazing, and that in today's environment, employees, they really want to know, not just what you do, but what are you doing to give back to the local community? So,
well, we got about 30 seconds left for real quick. How can they get a hold of you, Alan?
As far as to get a hold of me, you can get a hold of me at assistancehomecare.com or just online. And then, Carrie, if you want to give your information.
Sure. Yeah, if you want to check us out, we're at agingahead.org. If you want to email us any questions, it's info@agingahead.org. Our phone number is 636-207-0847. And we also have a podcast called Always Aging Ahead. But if you need assistance and you're outside our area, go to eldercare.acl.gov to get connected.
Well, we're just about out of time here. So I want to thank both you guys for coming on. And folks out there, just give them a call. They'll be more than happy to take care of you. Appreciate it. Hey, this is KMOX is at your service. We'll see you on the other side of news.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.